Tonight, kickoff show continues. Now you bring in Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com as we hit, I guess, week six of the high school football season. Travis, does that sound about right?
Week six, yeah. Hard to believe. It's flown by.
Yeah, tell us about Bound Wisconsin before we dive into this week's content.
Yeah, a lot of great stuff going on at BoundWisconsin.com. We've got full coverage, obviously, of the ongoing high school football season. You can find player and team of the week polls there. You can find our weekly coaches poll. Also, with the playoffs approaching, you can find information on the new football playoff matrix system, where teams stand in that, because it is a new system this year and certainly has drawn a lot of interest going on there. So all that kind of normal stuff. And we're already getting ready for basketball. We're excited about the upcoming hoop season. We're getting things built out right now. We've got all the teams and conferences set to go, in the process of adding schedules and doing some really cool stuff, some really cool tools that we can do in Bound Wisconsin that we haven't been able to do before. For instance, we have a filter for basketball that we can set up and have set up where you can look up information by sectional. So if you want to see the teams in each sectional, if you want to see the stat leaders in each sectional, if you want to see the scores, you know, if you're looking for the scores in your sectional on any given Thursday, Friday night, you can find and sort all of that by sectional, in addition to conference, division, area of the state. So really cool stuff that we have going with some awesome tools in the Bound platform.
Hey, Travis, with the past playoff format, you hit 500 or over 500 in your league, you got in. With the Matrix now, can teams know that they clinch if they get get that 500 mark guaranteed? Or how does that work now? Do teams actually clinch with the way the Matrix and the algorithm is set up?
There's not really a clinching scenario, technically. Now, you know, if you're undefeated, like, you're going to be. For the most part, I think if you get to five wins, you're almost certain to be in. There are scenarios where you could go 5-4, and if your schedule is really weak, and you're in a strong division, in theory, you could miss the playoffs. But if you're 5-4 overall, you're almost certain to be in. I don't want to use 100% on that, but so there's not really a clinching scenario like we used to have. But again, you pretty much know some teams are in already. Or going to be in. So it is a little different. I always kind of liked that clinching situation and scenario for teams. You knew that you were in 100%, whereas now it's, you know, things are fluid and all the numbers change each and every week with each and every game that's played. So lose that aspect of it. But again, you have a pretty good idea if you're in. And especially with the matrix points being updated each week, you know, if you're in the top 10, I mean, you're not going to fall all the way down outside the top 32 in your division. So a little different setup, a little different scenario, but, we're still excited and talking about the playoffs.
Talk to Travis Wilson, BoundWisconsin.com, your source for high school sports information. Travis, last week, a lot of weather played a role. Games were moved up. Some games were split. I think you had to go, over to Holman on Friday night and then come back on Saturday. We haven't had much of that over the last couple of years, but it was widespread last week.
Yeah, especially in western Wisconsin. It started Thursday night, actually. There was some games in north central Wisconsin. I think the entire Great Northern Conference played Thursday night, and a number of those games got delayed by weather. I was watching some of the streams that didn't get over until almost 11 o'clock on Thursday night. Friday rolls around, and there was a bunch of game times that got moved up to try to avoid the incoming weather, and it helped in some cases, but for some, it just didn't matter. We moved up the game for our game for Reedsburg at Holman. We moved it up an hour. And as we were walking into halftime, lightning started coming in, and it was going to be pretty constant in that La Crosse and western Wisconsin area. So we ended up postponing until Saturday, had to get back on a bus and drive another hour and a half on Saturday. And there was a few games like that. There was maybe a dozen games that changed their game time up to try to avoid impacts. There was probably about a dozen games that were delayed at different points on Friday night, with about a half a dozen that ended up getting pushed into Saturday for a for finalizing and finishing those games. And as you said, it's been a couple of years since we've seen that. You know, every once in a while we'll get a weekend like that. We can play through rain. That's not an issue. But when the lightning and thunder start rolling in, that's where you got to have some other plans in place.
And they didn't make you wait around too long, did they, before they said come back tomorrow?
Well, we wanted to wait as long as we could because it would have been much easier to finish on Friday night than the logistics of finding officials for Saturday. We had to find different officials because the crew we had Friday night, many of them did college games and had college commitments on Saturday. Had to find bus drivers for Saturday. Had to find all the other stuff that goes with it. So we wanted to wait as long as we could, but it became very apparent that probably 10:30, maybe 11 o'clock was the earliest we were going to be able to resume on Friday night. And so I think it was around 8:30 we made the decision to just head out and try to get the kids home and get a little bit of sleep, be able to digest some things, and then come back on Saturday.
In the early 2000s or late 90s, I know Freeman and I had a game at Fruith Field, Fond du Lac and Oshkosh North. I think we kicked off like at 10:45 one night because they wanted to wait out. Like you said, they didn't want to worry about buses at that point even too. They wanted to get it in, but once the storm's cleared, and here we are playing football at 12:30 at night, but we got it in, So do what you have to do there. This week, Beaver Dam and Watertown meet for the 104th time in the program's history, Travis. And obviously, a big one when it comes to playoffs with, Beaver Dam sitting at 2-3 and Watertown at 1-4 if they have playoff aspirations. But a lot of storied rivalries, aren't there, in the state of Wisconsin? I know you wrote something about it in the recent past, but can you kind of talk about some of your favorite rivalries and maybe some of the long-standing rivalries in the state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, this is actually a big week for rivalry games in the state. Four games are being played this weekend featuring teams that have met at least 100 times, and that includes, as you said, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Love to see those rivalries. It's a great part of high school football, and it can be something that keeps the kids engaged as well. If you're struggling, like Reedsburg plays Baraboo this week, it's the most played rivalry in the state. This will be the 138th meeting between Reedsburg and Baraboo. Baraboo's winless. Reedsburg, we have aspirations to do some good things this year, but it does, add a level of excitement to that game that maybe wouldn't be there if it was just a random 0-5 team versus a team that's, got a little bit more to play for. So, it helps keep things going in a good direction. So you've got those two games I mentioned, as you said, Beaver Dam and Watertown and Reedsburg and Baraboo this week. You've also got Wisconsin Rapids and Marshfield. So up in your hometown there, the Raiders are struggling this year, another 0-5 team, but that's the 114th game between those two teams. And then also, actually I misspoke, this is five games this week over 100. River Falls and Hudson meet for the 108th time. And Anago and Rhinelander meet for the 104th time. So, again, a lot of big storied rivalries on the schedule this week.
Yeah, Brock Lindy was talking about it when I talked to him earlier this week about, it's kind of cool because you instill in the kids that, your dads may have played, your grandpas, your great-grandpas, your great-great-grandpas may have played in some of these rivalries, so the lineage can go back for people that have kind of been hanging around the same community, and communities do hang their hat on these things, don't they?
They absolutely do. For a long time, Reedsburg and Baraboo had a contest between the grocery stores. They had a steak feed in each community and got to see and had a contest to see who would sell the most steak sandwiches. And there's trophy games that come into play in some of these. Baraboo and Reedsburg play for the old River Jug. So there's a lot that goes into it. There's a lot of community involvement that you get in these matchups as well, which, again, is awesome to see. And we just hope those rivalries continue as much as they can, given the state in flux of conference realignment that we get all the time, because it's not a given that those will continue. Beaver Dam has played Waupun 95 times, but they don't get to play anymore because they're not in the same conference and are not scheduling non-conference games. The programs are in very different spots, obviously. So you hope to get to see those and continue those. And again, we've got a big weekend of rivalry this week.
And Beaver Dam and Watertown going to actually, they have extended their agreement. They're going to open up against each other the next couple of years. So that's good with them kind of changing, moving conferences again and splitting up. So that's going to be a fun opener for those teams here coming up over the next few years. Travis, again, boundwisconsin.com. Tell us what they can find and what they'll, you know, they'll get you tonight about 10:30 on Football Friday night with Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer. But tell us about rapid reaction of this week six.
Yeah, we'll take a look at any of the storylines in big games and performances for week six on Saturday in our rapid reaction, and then rolling into our regular content schedule the rest of the week. Monday will be the launch of the football team and player of the week polls, where you can vote on the top player and team in the week. Coach's poll comes out on Tuesday. I should mention also the updated football playoff matrix points come out on Monday night. So that'll be, again, a continued focus as we move to here through the last few weeks of the season. And, yeah, make it your daily destination for high school sports at boundwisconsin.com.
Travis, I appreciate the time, and we'll make sure we check out boundwisconsin.com for all the results. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.